Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, by now, you've all heard about this Freaknik documentary that is being produced by Hulu that is set for release later this year. And the reactions on Black Twitter and Black social media as a whole have been utterly hilarious. Oh, I've been doing some investigative lurking, if you will. Just send back in the cut. And this is hilarious. Now, if there's one thing about the Black community, it is the exposed culture. Now, what do I mean by that? By and large, Black women have had a grand old time exposing Black men to try to break our character in the court of public opinion, i.e., you know, he has little D energy, he's broke, this, that, and the other. The typical sign language. For the longest time, Black men had no counters to that. So a lot of Black men, unfortunately, had to take it on the chin. However, with current events, there has been a lot of skeletons that have come out of the collective sisterhood's closet. Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you have what's been going on down in Jamaica with the rafting tours and the rub downs, if you will. I mean, hell, you had Miss Get a Plastic Bag, Woman. That right there is absolutely despicable. But some of those rafts have actually been destroyed by the Tourism Product Development Company with security forces on the White River. Basically, those operations were illegal. However, do you think everybody else in the world would have found out about this if Black women would have just honestly kept their mouth shut? No. Most people had no clue of what was going on. But hey, turnabout is fair play when it comes to the exposed culture of the Black community. Now, I want to briefly talk about something else that I had no clue was happening. The sip and paint parties. Yeah, thanks to Dennis Sperling, Uncle D, and Obsidian, I had no clue of these things. However, I started to do a little bit of research. And some of the shit that you would find. Yeah. Sip and paint? More like drop that neck and paint. Yes, gentlemen. There are videos of women at these sip and paint parties literally dropping neck on those dudes, on the quote-unquote models. However, something else I found pretty interesting. They're trying to put it under a new name called Booze and News. So yeah, any sort of sip and paint party, yeah, there's shit going down. There is a lot of debauchery going down in those events. However, I want to get to now the main topic, the Freaknik documentary. Oh, this, gentlemen, is hilarious. Now, I want to read this particular article that was published on the 15th of April. Freaknik aunties want to sue Hulu to stop the documentary that will surely embarrass them. Oh, how the tables have turned. Turnabout, ladies, is fair play. You love to try to expose Black men, however, those skeletons have been drug out of your closet. One of the Freakney aunties is a mother of three, married, and a C-level manager. Some 1990s Gen Xers who were wild during Freakney's heyday, but are now mature, professional adults, and perhaps settled and respected, want to sue Hulu in hopes of blocking the documentary that could tarnish their reputations. This, gentlemen, is absolute gold. Hey, ladies, your past has come back full circle. Now, we already know what they're trying to do. They're already trying to simp. Yeah, they're trying to send their simp drones, their simp enforcers, their male hyenas out there to try to block it, to try to deflect. Yeah, they're trying everything they can to get men. There was one guy, Mark Lamont, I believe, who went on his tirade talking about, oh, it was patriarchy and this, that, and the other. Shut the absolute fuck up. When the fuck have black men in America ever had a patriarchy? Nah. Once again, they're sending the drones out to try to block this, to try to make it all the black men back in that time's fault. No, sis. Very few true victims, overwhelming majority volunteers. No one put a gun to your head and told you to go down a Freakneek. No one put a gun to your head and told you to buy that plane ticket or start that engine to take your ass down to Atlanta. I find it very interesting that we have a culture that tells women to embrace their sexuality. However, now that the chickens have come home to roost and a lot of them are going to be exposed for just how debaucherous they truly are, now they want to sit back and say, no, this ain't fair. Blame the men. It's the men's fault. Nah, sis. Nah. You look at the pictures of Freakneek, a whole lot of those women have mile-wide smiles as they're bent over, spreading those cheeks. Yeah, right. No. A group of distinguished black professional women, a politician, three high-level corporate executives, and a judge, all believed to be in their 40s and 50s, subtly referred to as the Freakney Aunties, are trying to sue Hulu to block the release of the film, Freakneek, The Wildest Party Never Told. Man, in 94, I was on my first ship in Japan. However, there were guys who literally took leave, vacation, just to go to Freakneek. And when they came back, some of the stories that they told us, my God, it sounded like it was absolutely insane. The identities of the alleged women are anonymous. So hold up. You're anonymous, yet at the same time, you're scared that this documentary is going to make you look bad. How does that compute? If we don't know who you are, we don't know who to look for. However, the guilty always let their guilt be known, even if no one knows about it. But some reports, notably from the gossip blog Media Takeout, have indicated that one of the petitioners is an executive level manager within the company who has seen videos of herself in quote unquote unflattering positions. Yeah, she was bending it over, busting it wide open for the camera. No one made you do that. Once again, we live in a society, excuse me, that tells women to own their sexuality. as long as no one is going to judge them on their sexuality. Ah, ladies, you don't get it, do you? We men have every right to judge you on your sexuality. As much as you try to gaslight us and say that we're insecure, you know, we're controlling and all that stuff, understand, ladies, you have a past. We want to know about it. However, once again, the gaslighting, the manipulation, all the things that women use for mentally telling men, you know, you should be a real man and not worry about my past. Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. If you was busting it wide open on film, we have a right to know. Quote, unquote, it would be advised to take media takeouts reporting with a grain of salt. The woman in question is said to be earning more than $1 million a year and has a family of 3 children with her husband. As Sister to Sister previously reported, Freaknik was an annual spring break event during the 1980s hosted by Atlanta HBCU's Morehouse College, Clark University, Spelman College, Morehouse Medical School, and the Interdominational Theological Center. The small Atlanta HBCU picnic that exploded into an influential street party got perverted into a freaky Mardi Gras-esque event that was eventually banned in 1996. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that there were not bad actors during Freaknik. There's always going to be bad actors in any sort of party event. However, I'm not going to sit here and say that these women were victims. They were volunteers. When you went down there, you knew what you were going down there for. To have fun, more than likely to try to find yourself a quote unquote baller. Yeah. Yeah. So cut the fucking shit. You were out there, you know, busting it open. Own it. But no, 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 no. See, gentlemen, a woman's reputation, they pride themselves on that more than us men. Their egos are a hell of a lot more bigger yet fragile at the same time. The plaintiffs who filed the lawsuit against Hulu in federal court in Atlanta, most of whom are believed to be women, say the upcoming film, is illegal because they did not sign media releases. No, 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 no. See, there's a difference between making a movie and making a documentary. Documentaries do not need media release forms. See, you put yourself out there in public. You can't get mad that the public is now ready to consume what you did. Oh, no. However, there is no need to obtain a release for footage taken in a public place. So there may not be a need for legal permission to use the footage of the alleged freaky women. I'm not even a lawyer, and I know what you do in public. Hey, there are security cameras all around us. Now, back then, yeah, if you was on top of a car, busting it wide open for everybody to see, and somebody just happened to have a camcorder, yeah, guess what? You were out in public acting a damn fool. So yeah, you're gonna get exposed. Now, of course, there's gonna be some guys that might end up getting exposed too. Hey, as guys, we know that comes with the territory. I mean, seriously, there might be some men of the cloth who reformed their lives, who were wild as hell back then. I mean, seriously, think about it. I mean, you got Pastor Pay Your Tithes, who was out there as a young man, just tearing the club up. You got Deacon Do You Wrong. We know he was out there clapping cheeks as a young man. Then you got Reverend Ratchet Hunter. Now, we know good and damn well, as a young man, he was out there wilding out. But guess what? As men, we own our things. Yeah, we'll say, yep. Hey, yeah, that was me, but guess what? I changed my life. But you know what? That part of me, that's gone. We can take it on the chin. We know how to do that. We know how to say, yeah, you know what? That was me. You got me. I wasn't doing anything illegal. I was just having a good time. But women, oh, no, 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 no. See, once again, women know that their reputation can lead them into a bad existence, i.e. being alone, i.e. yeah, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to have a lot of questions. Think about it. If you were born in 95, you might have been a freak-neek baby. Just saying. Yeah, a lot of men are going to be looking at their wives or girlfriends sideways. And that, gentlemen, is the biggest fear that is causing a lot of these black women to suffer. They know their past has come back from the grave. That skeleton has been drug out of that closet. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think about how the exposure has been finally flipped back on black women. And I'm going to go ahead and finish out with this grand question. Listen carefully. Do you think all of this exposure of black female debauchery would have been exposed if they had not gone so hard against the Passport Brothers? Let me say that one more again. Do you think that the exposure of the true debaucherous nature of black women for the entire world to see would have happened if they had not gone so hard in the paint against the Passport Brothers? Think about it, gentlemen. This has been a massive domino effect. First, Jamaica got exposed. Then the Sipping Paints got exposed. Now you have Freaknik getting exposed. I'm just asking. Well, it is what it is. Well, understand this, black women, and you better understand this very clearly. The power you thought you had of exposing black men and using sign language to constantly beat down black men mentally has gone out. Feminism that you love so much has actually turned its back on you by allowing your dirty secrets to be exposed. So that protection has gone out right along with it. And yeah, there will be no stopping this because the internet is forever. Social media is going to be forever. And your secrets are now out for public scrutiny. Yeah, anybody who might have had a bad idea about you has now more solid proof for their ideas. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.